Okay, so this was creeping into his relationship with his wife, his ex-wife? Or this was like shortly after?
Who?
Sandoval.
Until this week, he had a 9-year girlfriend.
Until this week.
Yes. Yeah, up until 2 days ago when
and all this was going on for 7 months.
Yes.
I see why this is big. This is way bigger than Jen. Sorry.
Maybe no, it's not.
No, but it's not. That woman is in prison.
Lee tried okay? so hard.
Yeah, in fucking prison.
Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist.
We're two Bravo-holics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is gone with the wind fabulous.
I'm Bree.
And I'm LP.
And this is Boy Meets Bravo.
Episode 58.
It's an emergency episode, a 911 episode. We got on the text group today and we're like, the beacon was shown and we all came together around a single topic that is plaguing the Bravo sphere and universe.
I would say that there hasn't been this much like commotion on social media around something Bravo since Jen Shaw got arrested.
Thank God this is all. Thank God this happened. I'm going to be honest with y'all. This is all I see on my timeline. I have no idea what's going on, so I'm glad you guys are here to fill me in.
We are here to fill you in. Like, what'd you say? A beacon? It's like the Batman signal.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like Andy Cohen's cartoon face.
We signal. All had to run. I got on Instagram and I saw multiple other Bravo podcasts, like all. Emergency recording as well. It is a hot topic. It's a hot topic because it's scandal. It's scandal upon scandal upon scandal upon scandal. it's so scandalous it hurts.
It's a lot that is happening. Okay, well, before we hop into why we are here, how is life, people? We literally just saw each other 12 hours ago.
We hung out. All day yesterday because we had Bree's baby shower. Her little pregnant booty opening quite the booty.
Oh my goodness. What a play on words.
I know.
Yeah, it was a fun time. Desmond got to experience his first baby shower.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot of women in here. Mm-hmm. My God.
He didn't turtle up until the end. He came up at the very beginning and then at the very end.
Mm-mm. That's how he's supposed to do it.
I know.
Look like a Drake video in here. All these fucking women. Oh, my God. Just lined up, just sitting down the ship. It was cool, though.
It was nice. It was very nice. The weather was perfect, yeah. And it was cool. Baby's going to be here sooner than we realized. Mm.
A couple months.
2 months.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Are y'all ready?
Mm-mm. Never that.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, God.
We got the nursery ready, which is nice, which is, like, fun.
Steps in the direction. Yeah.
But it just makes everything feel very, very real.
We have a bed for a baby.
We have a bed for a baby.
Oh, yeah, you did get a mattress yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice. Somebody got us a mattress. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. So you have a bed and a mattress for a baby. Somewhere where that baby's going to sleep. And you have multiple things that baby's going to eat out of, too.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the course of its life.
You got, like, baby bowls, like dog bowls?
Except for a child. Oh, yes.
They suction to the table, though, yeah. So that's nice.
So they can't, like, you know, throw it. Yeah. I guess so, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, good times. LP was a co-host, which was really fun and awesome, and we appreciate you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was in charge of the mimosa bar. I was in charge of keeping everyone liquored up.
Oh, what a good job for you.
I know. Thank you. I felt appropriately given, and I took it with pride. So, yeah.
Love. Nice. Love. Are you watching Summer House right now?
I watch everything, Bri.
Are you caught up on Summer House?
Caught up on Summer House. I am caught up on Kyle being a dick again.
Yeah.
I'm caught up on Danielle standing up for her friends, even though they don't like each other now anymore. But yeah.
Desmond, I think, has been kind of walking in and out of the living room a little bit while I've watched Summer House a bit, but like hasn't sat down for a whole episode.
You know what's crazy? I haven't been watching, but everything you said seems like the last thing to happen since I've been watching. Danielle was sticking up for Lindsay. Kyle still being an asshole.
Yeah, so. Some things never change.
Yeah.
But there's some like on and off show drama happening. So like obviously on the show right now, Kyle has just told the whole group that Carl like would go to work coked out, forget his laptop, that he's shitty at his job. Nope.
No.
Those were his words.
He said the words cocaine?
Yes.
Coked out.
Coked out.
Not just cocaine. Coked out were the exact words.
On TV.
That he would come in coked out for work and like couldn't find his laptop. The man's been sober a year and a half, roughly, maybe coming up on 2 years. And like to drag his shit like that out on national TV.
When he's not there either. Yeah.
I'm fighting you. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Was that. And that's why Danielle was sticking up for
Carl. Okay, good.
Finally. Yeah. But now Paige is in Danielle's ear and she's like, you're being such a good friend to Lindsay and Carl, but are they good friends to you? And it's like foreshadowing for whatever's happening. Yeah. Now.
I wonder what is happening. They're very secretive about it.
I don't know. I think it's probably weird to like go from all three of them being friends, both of them having dated or hooked up with Carl at some point, and then now it's like Lindsay and Carl plus Danielle. There's like that automatic separation. I wonder if she has felt weird about that. I wonder if Lindsay has felt weird about it also.
Yeah, maybe like putting some parameters there that Danielle was probably like, what?
Yeah.
I do the no candle burns here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so I don't know.
So, well, Summer House is living up to its reputation. Winter House, they have Winter House, I think.
Ooh, that's starting like right now or something.
Released, yeah.
Aren't there new cast members?
I haven't seen Summer House?
Yes.
Yes.
New black people, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about
She's awesome. What's her name? Gabby.
Feels right. Does feel right.
That's fucked up. You should know this.
So we got Gabby.
Okay.
And Maya. Maya's back.
Where's Gabby from?
Great question.
Damn, my bad.
Everyone lives in New York.
I'm fucking up the whole flow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
During Summer House?
Yeah.
Where is Summer House?
It's in the Hamptons.
In the Hamptons.
Oh, for some reason I thought this was in South Carolina.
No.
What am I thinking of?
Southern Charm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm stupid.
Different group of white people.
Yeah, Summer House is way more colorful now.
Okay.
You're right. Gabby is new. She came in with Paige, I think. She's one of Paige's friends.
Yes.
I trust her then.
Paige is always the one always bringing in the colorful people. She brought in Sierra. She brought in Maya. And she brought in Gabby.
Mm-hmm. Look at Paige.
Maya's back. Sierra's back.
Okay.
Paige is back. Sans, what's his fucking face?
Craig,
yeah.
They're still together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
don't get it still.
And then Lindsay and Carl come in sporadically.
Because they're married.
Basically.
That's cute.
And they're like, don't want to be in the house, I don't think, to spun drama around their relationship or the things they do. I think they're trying to kind of keep themselves a little bit private and away.
I think they're growing up, and which is weird to say because all these people are mid-20s all the way to Kyle's 40 years old. And Carl being sober, I can't imagine that it's like super fun for him to be there every weekend.
Well, looks like I gotta catch up.
Yeah.
Someone being coked out, that's wild.
Yeah, said the words.
A little too much. Other news, another dramatic, crazy news, our girl Katie's popping up again. Do you remember Katie?
Only from Twitter.
But on Real Housewives of Potomac, Katie Ross.
She's light-skinned.
Mm-hmm. Only dates the white Jewish guys.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, she alleges that Charisse, who is, do you remember Charisse?
Atlanta.
No. Also Potomac.
Oh, Macy Gray.
Yes. Okay. Yes, what was that? Macy Gray. She is alleging that she and Charisse had sex. And that Charisse made her keep quiet about it because Charisse needed to get her divorce settlement tied up, and threatened Katie not to basically say anything. And
Well, from what I see on Twitter, this is a weak attempt to get back on the show.
Well, she did like tweet at Andy recently and was like
begging.
Yes.
You follow her on Twitter?
No, it just pops up on my timeline. Oh my God. She was begging to get back on.
So her tweet said, maybe next season on our hop, they will ask Charisse about the night we had sex and I lied for her so she could get her settlement. Maybe, I'm not bitter, just saying. Or maybe she's so entertaining we'll all be as amazed as never. Is what Katie said.
That last part doesn't even make sense, but I still respect it.
And you know what's weird, y'all? I'm trying to find, because she was...
You know what's weird? Is I think it's probably true.
Yeah.
You know? Like, damn. There's a piece of me that believes it.
She gives me Brandy Glanville vibes, honestly, that, like, right. The stuff that comes out of her mouth is really, really wild, but you're like, that probably happened.
Okay, but look. This is a black woman who only fucks white Jewish men.
Mm-hmm. So she's a liar?
No. No, that's funny, though. But if she were to fuck a black woman or just a woman in general, I don't think it would be the kind that looks like Macy Gray. And that's no disrespect. That's no disrespect. I'm just saying the correlation between black women dating white men and if they want to sleep around with women.
And then dating Charisse.
It wouldn't be Charisse.
Listen, Katie, I'll let our listeners go find her at Katie Rost on Twitter. Right this moment, as we are recording, she's still currently just tweeting just wild, random stuff. Like, besides that whole admission that she slept with Charisse, one of her tweets says, Ashley went on Watch What Happens Live and said I have a hamster pussy, so I'll file tomorrow, because that's a lie.
What the fuck? What the fuck is that?
And then she,
I'm not Googling that.
And then she responded to herself and said, my vagina is beautiful and I will sue you, Ashley. Call your man.
So, did Ashley say that?
I'm unsure. I'm unsure.
Hamster pussy?
Ashley. I don't.
Darby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it then. I like Ashley. But what the fuck is a hamster pussy, Ashley?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm like, I've been spending the last 30 seconds trying to figure out what that possibly could mean. Like, the only thing is, like, it runs around on a little wheel, you know?
Oh, I was thinking that an actual...
Oh, I like that. I like your
I like yours a lot better.
What do you think? There was a living creature down there?
The Did pussy...
No, everyone stop. I'm going to save us. I'm going to save us.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that. She just like runs the wheel. I don't know.
Y'all.
Speaking of hoes.
Wow. Oh, that's a perfect.
That is the perfect transition.
Yeah, because we're in tea time, y'all. There is no break. There is no none of that. We just have to talk about it right now.
Yeah, we tried to talk about other things. That was cool, but get right
anyway,
to it.
Yeah. Anyway, back to my story, as LP's text earlier said.
I said Desmond was trying to figure out what the hell was going on in the Bravo sphere because his Twitter and Instagram and all the social medias were popping off. And so I sent him a play-by-play with pictures of each of the individuals saying, this guy dated this girl for 9 years. And then went and hooked up with this girl for the last 7 months, who used to date this guy. And then she simultaneously hooked up with this guy who used to be married to this girl.
And I understood it. So thank you for that. You broke it down like I was a newbie, which I am. And I got some of it wrong, but you corrected me. Thank you. But this is messy.
Yeah. So piping hot tea time, okay? Vanderpump Rules is imploding or exploding in a good way. Either way, if you haven't been tuning in, you know, their viewership is going to skyrocket this week. Here's what we know so far, okay? And I got this from various accounts online, so thank you to everyone who does all the research for me.
Give us that tea.
All right. Here's what we know. So Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox, they've been dating for 9 years, which... I can't believe it's been that long.
9 years.
9 years. And it came out this past week that Tom Sandoval and Raquel, or Rachel Levis, have been seeing each other for months, about 7 months, 6-7 months. The numbers are, you know, whatever. But months plural is like the consistent verbiage, right? This week, apparently, at Sandoval's cover band's concert or release party or something, she found messages on Sandoval's phone. intimate messages between Raquel and Sandoval, like videos messages between Raquel and Sandoval. And this came to light the same night that Raquel and Sheena were on Watch What Happens Live. It's like a, you can't make this shit up, I don't think. Unless it was like orchestrated for this to happen, right? Did you watch that episode of Watch What Happens Live?
I did.
So on that episode, Andy asked, they were playing a little game, like a this or that game. Which Tom is cuter, Schwartz or Sandoval? And they both said Sandoval. And then when they both said it, I saw Sheena look at Raquel like, what? Especially with what's happening right now on the show because of her and the Schwartz stuff, right? So I've seen a couple of different pieces of information that either Ariana texted Sheena about what she found or Raquel told Sheena like after Watch What Happens Live. And there's reports out there that Sheena like clocked Raquel when she found out about it.
Okay, who's Sheena?
Sheena is, she's not as exciting as everyone else. She's the brunette.
She's punching bitches. She's exciting to me.
I mean, I guess, but that's like super allegedly. I don't know. I've seen various reports. I'll show you a picture of who she is, though.
I've never seen her.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
Yeah, you have.
I promise. This one, she looks kind of like Elvira in that one.
Okay. Oh, she's married to the Aussie.
Yes. Oh, well done.
Is she out here punching bitches?
Well, I don't know because, you know, there are some things that say yes, some that say no. The best part of, not the best. Yeah, the best part of all of this for Bravo fans is that they are done with the season and cameras started rolling again this week because of all of this. And the reunion hasn't been filmed yet. So I need the reunion to be 7 parts.
It's going to be so good. Oh, this is so juicy.
It's so juicy.
I really hope that Sheena clocked Raquel.
I can't imagine it, but like I would understand and kind of appreciate it.
What's the basis behind her allegedly punching her?
Ariana is like her, like Sheena's like real good
friend.
Her
real good friend. They've been friends since childhood.
And Ariana is
the one, Tom's now ex-girlfriend, the one that was cheated on, this 9-year girlfriend, the blonde.
Okay.
You need to get the group text chain back up, baby, so you can see the picture.
I have it pulled up. Don't play with me. I'm sitting here trying to follow along.
Yeah.
She's the blonde one with the in the picture I sent, the short hair.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And so Ariana and Sheena are really, really good friends, and I guess out of loyalty and, like,
girl
instinct.
Talk. Yeah, girl code. She clocked her.
Allegedly.
I mean, clocked her, slapped her, whatever. And Sheena had taken kind of Raquel under her wing, and they had kind of become
That's
friends.
That's true, yeah.
But this is dirty. This is dirty. Like, it's one thing to get your time on TV because you're making out with someone's ex-husband of the group, right? Like, that is a kind of weird line to cross, but it's at least not, like, actively cheating or doing whatever. So the rumor is that she was touching herself in a video.
Whoa, who?
Rachel. Let's call her by her legal birth given name.
By her government name.
Okay. Yeah. Her government name is Rachel. She has also been having people call her Raquel for how long?
Since we've known her on the show.
Yeah, this is her TV name.
Y'all are messy. This is funny. Go ahead.
I don't like cheating cheaters who cheat.
Yeah. And
who she cheat on?
She helped Tom cheat.
She's the one that's cheating with Tom. She's the one with the videos.
And I'll get to Tom in a minute. Like, let's pretend like I'm not. We're not skipping over him.
Yeah, Raquel's just being mad.
It's more shocking because like all the seasons beforehand, when she was with DJ James Kennedy, she was very meek and like really like passive and was like very, even like admittedly shy. She was like, I don't like to whatever. And now this season, now that she's single, she doesn't mind going after Katie's ex-husband, like in the friend group, Tom Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, you know, being in this full-fledged maybe relationship with Sandoval, it's just, it's real weird and gross.
I don't know how Ariana dated Sandoval for 9 years.
I will say I was never a huge, neither of the Toms were like my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Tom Schwartz is a child, is like an infant. And Sandoval is like a greasy old man. He feels like he's going through a like midlife crisis. Like, I'm going to start a band and I'm going to have my much younger girlfriend on the side. Like, it's giving midlife crisis.
Not even on the side. She is in the friend group. She is around.
Yeah.
She's not even a side piece. She's in the main dish. Oof. It's very unfortunate. And poor Ariana.
No, she's so cool.
Yeah.
And just, no, I mean, nobody deserves to be cheated on at all. But I think online in particular, though, I think Raquel is getting more heat than Tom Sandoval. Just like on the show right now, Raquel, it seems like, is getting more heat than Schwartz for whatever is happening there.
I think it's because Raquel pursued Schwartz.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking of Schwartz's whole, like, lifeline on the show. Like, it feels like he's never blamed for anything when he was never a good husband or boyfriend, yeah, or even, like, from what I see on TV, like, not even a good, like, restaurant owner. Like, yeah, he's just like, I don't know. I feel like the guys, they never get it as bad as the girls.
Okay, so the last episode I walked in on when you were watching it, this is the same girl. Correct me if I'm wrong, but she was at brunch and she told that other girl that, hey, I was sleeping with your ex-husband.
No, she didn't say she was sleeping with him. She said, I asked him to make out.
And she said that to his ex-wife.
Yes.
She's a bold woman.
All of a sudden.
Wow.
At least all of a sudden that we see on TV.
Yeah. That just came out of nowhere.
Uh-huh. Mm. And even Katie was just like, I think she kind of like chewed her food and then was like, why did you do that?
Yeah. And like, why did you do that? Why did you tell me that you did that?
And she didn't, Raquel didn't seem very like, my bad. It was weird. Like, ooh, like a robot.
She has come on the show and she is trying to stay on the show. This is a messy way of going about it.
It's weird. It's so weird. Are you shocked by, I mean, yes, I guess we are shocked by what's happening, but given the like past themes of cheating on the show, is this very far off base or is this just like another level? Because tell Desmond all the other ways that people have
Sandoval cheated on Kristen with a girl in Miami. So Kristen has resurfaced now. That's an ex-girlfriend of like, what, probably 10 years, roughly 9-10 years.
She used to be on the show, but she's not anymore.
She's not on the show. He cheated with, on her with some girl down in Miami. He also cheated on her with his now ex-girlfriend, Ariana. So, like, when he and Ariana got together, it was because he was cheating on his girlfriend at the time, Kristen, with Ariana.
Mm, so she should know.
I guess maybe because it's been so long. Yeah, she's like,
it had been 9 years, right? I guess you don't think that, but like,
and I guess that's Lala's thing too, right? Like if the guy chooses you, then like he's not going to do that to me.
Yeah.
Shit, Lala, she was doing God's work. She was doing charity in her relationship
with what's his face?
Yeah.
With Triple Chin.
Yeah, she was giving back. That was crazy.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, she was living the dream. We're being very honest, and I think she'd be honest too.
So Lala, I guess, was on a podcast recently, or maybe this is somewhat recently, saying that the question was, who is like most unlike themselves on the show? And she said that Sandoval and Ariana were the most unreal, because she said that everyone else, you know, shares or tries to share different aspects of their life, and they definitely keep like their relationship and some of the not so great things they kind of keep away while they try and present a very like rosy picture of like, we're this cool mellow couple, like I don't care if we get married, we just, you know, we're a partnership and I don't know, and it apparently was not all like that glittered was gold, I guess, whatever that saying is.
Well, there was rumors that they had an open relationship. And then Sandoval was like, no, that's not true. But also, Ariana and Lala hooked up.
What?
Mm-hmm.
In the backseat of a car while Sandoval was driving.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
I think it was Sandoval. Or maybe it was Jax. It was driving, and they hooked up in the backseat.
That's gross.
Like I said, the madam. Out here pimping them.
So Sandoval was a cheater when we met him, right? Kristen, Sandoval's first girlfriend that we met on the show, she cheated while she and Sandoval were together.
Yeah, she also cheated.
She slept with Jax, who was dating Stassi at the time.
Who was her really Jax good friend.
Jax is the Aussie.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's okay. You were so confident.
Okay.
You probably didn't get to meet Jax. Jax was the tool bag that was dating Brittany and now married to Brittany and father of her child, who was like the sweet little girl from Kentucky.
So these two cheaters got together. Yeah, I don't know that man.
Yeah. So Kristen hooked up with him. Jax was friends with Sandoval, and Kristen was friends with Stassi. So, like, it was just another friend-cestuous tryst.
And when they found out about that, obviously everybody broke up, but also Stassi backhanded Kristen on television, and it was one of the best moments of Bravo.
Season one of
Show
Vanderpump
me a picture
Rule.
Of Kristen. I need to see her hands.
Kristen's hands?
Her hands?
Yeah.
I don't know. For fighting?
Yeah. I got to see what them hands look like.
She's you tall. Said backhand. No, she's Stassi got long limbs.
Oh, let me see
Stassi. Yeah, Stassi. Smaller, but aggressive.
Stassi.
She's from New Orleans, so she's got a little bit of bite to her, you know?
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to be able to see her hands well.
Okay. She looked like she could be heavy-handed.
She's feisty as hell.
Okay.
Was that season one? Or are you sure it was season one?
Stassi was slapping people in season one.
Oh, fire.
Season one was also when Jax got his cable knit sweater ripped off of him.
Season two.
Season two was when Kristen slapped her. When Stassi slapped Kristen.
But still, very early on in the franchise. God, that was so good.
It's always been great. Everyone's always been sleeping with everyone. Jax couldn't keep his penises to himself.
He was a cheater all.
Yeah,
even with his current wife, right before they got engaged, he slept with somebody else.
He's the definition of a cheating cheater who cheats. What is wrong
with
him?
This is why we need video. He says this. He gives a little wink. Like.
Okay, so I still don't get why this cheating story is so big. Like,
which one?
Your point. But the one that's on my timeline right now with this Sandoval guy. Like, everyone has hoe friends, don't y'all? I ain't got no hoe friends?
Not currently. At least back in the day? I'm not going to lie. Not currently.
Oh. Most of my friends are pregnant.
We are getting old.
Yeah.
But I just don't get what makes this one different. Like, Ralph cheated.
Ralph cheated.
Oh,
we
damn.
Just let that just slide right on by.
R.I.P. Drew Sidora and Ralph Pittman's marriage. Y'all did, quick T.O. Did you guys see that the news came out that he had filed for divorce. And then a little bit later, the news came out that Drew had filed 1 hour before him.
Love it.
She's like, I'm going to beat you.
Absolutely
to it,
not. Yeah. Yeah. None of that is shocking. So.
Yeah. Why isn't that one taking over my time?
I wonder if this one is more shocking because of what's presently happening in Vanderpump Rules. Because right now it's like a Raquel and Schwartz and Katie thing. Like that nobody would have seen Raquel and Sandoval coming at them.
Yeah, this was it's got layers to it, right? Like Ralph Pittman, we don't know who he cheated with. It was probably some random
someone in
Sando,
Tampa,
right? Someone in Tampa. That's where he goes to let off steam. So the only thing he let off. Anyways, but I think there's layers to this one.
Maybe also the length of this affair.
Yeah, 7 months is...
That is a lot.
Significant.
Okay, so this was creeping into his relationship with his wife, his ex-wife? Or this was shortly after?
Who?
Sandoval.
He Until this week, he had a 9-year girlfriend.
Up until this week.
Yes.
Up until 2 days ago.
And this was going on for seven months.
Yes.
I see why this is big. Damn.
And it's all the friend group. Yeah. And she's like the friend of theirs.
She's dated another friend. She's hooked up with another friend. She be hoeing. Wow. I'm singing this episode.
We are.
Until this week.
Yes, yeah. Literally.
There are pictures of him packing his suitcase today.
This is way bigger than Jen. Sorry.
Baby, no, it's not.
No, but it's not. That woman is in prison.
He tried so hard.
Yeah, in fucking prison. She did get, she is in Bryan, Texas. So the commissary, chopped commissary edition is still very relevant. Yikes, so she can take your... recipe suggestions on that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is wild. So there's been some, as soon as it came out this week, a lot of the castmates and like former castmates have had no problem hopping online and saying what they feel about it. First of all, Lala was already pissed at Sandoval.
She's ready to cut a bitch.
Yeah, she got on Watch What Happens Live and said, "I am coming for you at the reunion." And this was before the Ariana stuff, before they found out that he had cheated on Ariana. And so she was ready to rip him a new one before. So I can't imagine.
She has a makeup set named after, Rachel, called Bambi Eyed Bitch, like eye palette. She put it at half price.
Fuck out of here. Yeah. Oh, I like this type
she
of
She was
game.
Like, we're getting rid of this one.
Yeah.
I love
she
it.
She was like, clearance sale.
Damn. Yeah. Way to break up a happy one.
Should have bought that.
Guess not a happy home.
Yeah, I mean, if you're cheating on someone for 7 months, someone's not happy.
This is very much yes.
So how did he get caught?
Rumor has it that Ariana found some of these explicit messages on his phone.
Okay, you were saying that. Any detail on how she got the phone? I'm curious, like, bro, you don't have a passcode? Like, what's going on?
They were, I guess, at his, I don't know, party or something. And so I don't know what happened. Sometimes your phone rings, something happens, and she found the images. Maybe she was being nosy and went through them, but she still found them nonetheless. And apparently, so it said, Raquel is going out on the offensive with her PR team, saying that these were FaceTime videos that Sandoval recorded without her knowledge or permission. And... yeah, that's what she was found.
Yeah, which, that makes it so much better.
Right. I know.
Which, if is the case, then she's alleging that he's, like, breaking pornography laws.
Then we can get his ass. Then we then can fry his ass.
Then it might be as big as Jen Shaw. If Sandoval gets tried for pornography charges, then we'll be talking.
Okay. Something is happening with their restaurants, though, because Sandoval posted... a message on Instagram that was like, "Hey everybody, like I want to this has nothing to do with our employees and our other partners. Like, please don't be commenting stuff about our restaurant or not patronizing us or whatever. You know, I apologize for how this has impacted the business." He had this whole long apology, none of which said, "I'm sorry, Ariana, for being like the biggest asshole in America today." But apparently people are coming after Schwartz and Sandy's because of what he did. And, there's another, super rumor that the whole Raquel and Schwartz things was like, an orchestrated, red herring to keep us off track of what was really happening.
What?
That, Schwartz knew what was going on. And so they were like, "Let's pretend."
What a great friend.
"That me and Raquel have this weird flirty thing so that nobody would even pay attention." Now, that's rumor.
Yeah, we need to play with timeline. When were they filming? Because if it was 7 months ago, 6 or 7 months ago when this started, that would have been late summer.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to use our fingers to count.
September is 6 or 7 months. Okay, August,
so
September.
When were they filming the live sleuthing?
Don't fuck with cats.
I did see that Sandoval dressed up as Raquel for Halloween.
Yeah. Like, there were some really weird signs that some of the Bravo sleuths out there are pulling out from, like, the archives. And it is. It's like him dressing as Raquel for Halloween. There's some things that Raquel has been recorded saying about Sandoval and vice versa. There was an interview that this girl did of Sandoval and Schwartz last week. And they were talking about, she asked Sandoval, what it was, you know, who was right or wrong, you know, was it wrong for the Raquel and Schwartz hookup? And Sandoval kind of was like, well, while it wasn't, you know, the best, it's kind of, it's difficult to like rub it in your face or something in the group like that. You know, when somebody's divorced, you don't really have say over who they can and can't hook up with. And, like, that was, like, a week and a half ago.
It's so strange. So yeah. Strange.
Could you imagine your life exploding on national television like that? Like, if you're gonna cheat, why do you have a paper trail? Why do you have files on your phone? Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah. And they were, like, go ahead.
Nothing, go.
Oh, they were, like, Ariana had just recently, like, frozen her eggs. They were talking about, like, family planning.
Oh, damn.
I know.
Not with that nigga. No. It's a wrap.
It is a wrap.
Oh, what a dirtbag. You played your girl on national television. Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah. He deserves all the karma that's coming to him.
Yeah, he does. I also have been reading that he and Raquel are like, well, now I read different things, but that they want to be together, that she's going to move in.
What, for 10 years?
Right, while he continues to cheat with somebody else. But then I also read that now that they're filming and that she's put out this whole thing with her PR team, like, that she's going to break up with him on camera. I don't know.
It's pretty close in timeline. So Bravo announced in May that they were going to begin filming and that there are pictures of, like, Lalan folks filming season 10 in July, like mid-July. So if they were filming in mid-July and part of the storyline was Schwartz, it's not that far off. You're talking like a couple of months from when Schwartz and Raquel were making out and between then and when Sandoval and her started talking.
So they could have been in cahoots.
It could have all been in cahoots. It could have been.
That makes me like Sandoval. Gonna be honest with you, I know
that the cheating cheater that cheats. You like?
Oh, him? No, his Schwartz. Friend Schwartz. Yeah, I know that sounds bad, but as someone, I've never
that's
been
a
that
deep level of loyalty, and I think you find respect.
That's
in
exactly
it,
what's
it?
Happening. Yeah, that's exactly what is happening.
It's like to the end. I got you.
That's a bitch level of loyalty, though.
You're right.
A bitch level.
But of Schwartz loyalty. Is Sandoval's bitch.
These are not false allegations.
But if he did it on his own, like, hey, man, just to protect you, let me shield you for a second. Now, if Sandoval came to him and asked him to do it and he just did it, you a bitch.
Yeah. So. Man, damn. Oof. It's wild times, y'all. I watched, like, I think I caught up on the most recent episode yesterday, and I just see it from a whole new lens now. Like, I'm looking at this totally different now that we know this, all of this. So
you might get me to watch an episode.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
This next week, are you going to tune in?
You will certainly watch the reunion. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch the reunion. I like those are messy.
Oh my, this one's going to be, it's going to be wild.
Is Lisa going to be there?
She'll be there.
She will. Yeah. Usually,
I want her comes for a little bit on this.
Oh my God.
She's going to be on Watch What Happens Live this week.
Okay.
So Andy is like losing it because this all went down on a Friday and they don't record Watch What Happens Live on Friday. So he had to wait until Monday tomorrow to like speak the true juice to this on the TV waves. So he's been on Instagram and the socials like plugging Watch What Happens Live this week, and I think Lisa apparently will be on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The boss has to speak.
She does. None of these people even work for her anymore, except for she's in business with Tom and Tom with
Raquel with occasionally, bar. Apparently.
Oh, you're right. She's at Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is she still serving? That's crazy.
She doesn't, I don't know. I mean, I think it's good exposure. Or maybe she only does it during the show. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes they only just go there to like film while they're, or work while they're filming.
Jesus. I have a question. I saw this Twitter poll, and so I want to ask you, mostly LP, who would you rather defend you in any kind of defensible situation? Lala, Stassi, Kristen, or Katie?
Ooh, okay. Lala, Stassi, Kristen, or Katie?
Yeah.
I mean, Stassi will throw hands for you. So, like, that is a benefit. But she would also, like, could turn on you really quickly, I feel like.
Yeah.
Katie would, it would be an assault with her words.
Yes, and she would, like, do research.
Yeah, she's cutting. She's got, and she's got a look about her that
she flew. She flew that Miami girl that she said Tom cheated on her with, flew her to L.A. to, like, confront Tom at the bar.
Mm, I love it.
Yeah, so.
And then Lala's also sharp with it. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Lala for me.
That's who I voted for, too.
Yeah.
Our friend from Bravo and Blaze said Stassi, and I told her that Stassi was my first. I would have picked Stassi, but then I saw Lala as another option. I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All of them. Kristen. She's a little waif-like. I don't think so.
Tequila Katie, though.
I don't think she could take a hit, which is true because Stassi hit her. That's true. So we know that she can't take a hit. Yeah, maybe Katie after a few rounds of tequila.
Yeah.
How about you? Who would you take?
Which one?
The one that Stassi hits, but Lala does toilet bowl stuff.
Oh, she's a toothbrush in the butt?
Toothbrush, yeah.
Toothbrush in the butt, yeah.
Damn. See, I wanted to go with the girl who hits because I like violence. Okay. But the toothbrush up the butt, that's like different level petty.
It is.
I'm going with her because she might get creative with my defense.
Three for Lala. Yep. Three for Lala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Well, do you have any other things about what's happening right now? There's been just an onslaught of information.
Yeah. And I have been on Instagram like tracking all of it. There's not been a moment I haven't been on. I genuinely worry for these people's safety on some degree because the Bravo fans are very intense. Mm-hmm. And I think that they are going to hold these two to task and probably pull a lot of shit out of the closet. There's going to be a lot of other skeletons that come out because of this now. I would be honestly a little bit scared, like, going out in public, you know, for a little while, even though Tom Sandoval went and had a show.
Last night.
Yeah, his midlife crisis band, and he played, like, a show in OC. And
I bet that music's terrible. I'm just guessing.
He pays a 9-piece band to go around with him and stroke his ego.
Can we have you commit to an episode of Vanderpump Rules this week?
The reunion?
Nope.
Is it this week?
No.
They haven't even filmed the reunion yet.
Oh, damn.
Which makes this even better.
Okay, yeah. So give me a recap of the last episode just to get me excited.
Hey.
You guys remember?
I think, was it in the last episode that Raquel told Katie?
Yes,
okay,
actually.
Okay, I actually saw that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll watch that. Yeah. That'll be a good follow-up.
Raquel was like, I just want to make out with somebody. And then she looked at Tom and was like, do you want to make out?
And then she went to dinner with his ex-wife the next day and said, well, I asked Tom to make out with me, but he said no, so he really respects you still. That's
so weird.
It's like, what the fuck? I'd be like, excuse me? And like, I would pop her, right?
Yeah.
Like, how she hold the restraint that she held in that moment was. And Ariana just goes, well, what did she say?
I don't remember, but it was like, she was trying to be diplomatic.
Things have changed a lot.
Yeah, she was just like, oh, like you could tell that she was trying to like not take a side because they were both her friends, but also being like, the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Okay, here's what will get you excited about next week, I think. Okay. Your girl, Garcelle, fancy. I know she's like your half girl because of whatever.
Yeah. Half
but they, girl. They take a girl's trip to Vegas, and her son works in Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant in Vegas. And Raquel makes out with him in Vegas.
Damn, she fucking everybody.
Yeah.
What?
One of my favorite parts about the preview, though, was Lala was like, he's so cute. And then it shows Raquel and him making out. And she goes, listen, I'm cool, but I just want it to be known, like, if there was a competition, I would win.
Raquel said that?
No, Lala did. Which is true. My God. Yeah. Like, let's be real.
And wait, hold on. Doesn't Fancy Son have, like,
a wife?
Yeah.
Or he did.
Whoa.
Yeah.
White wife.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm good. I haven't seen him. This first time I even hear she has a son. All right, good.
You're gonna watch this week. Okay, and then obviously the reunion because that's gonna be fire.
Yeah, you got me.
Okay, good.
Is it because he kissed a white woman?
No, I just I got the sense.
Okay,
you know, as a former white woman whisperer, I can just
self-proclaimed.
I can just sense it. And
you were a former white woman whisperer?
Yes, that'll be a different episode. Yes.
Maybe I'll be on maternity.
Did you clean
leave,
up
then?
at the Auburn of universities?
Oh my gosh, did I?
I bet.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Before I met my beautiful, beautiful wife, there who I love go. So much.
They were both hoeing around Skybar separately. It's okay.
Yes, we were.
They were both same place, didn't know each other, hoeing around the same bars.
Damn,
we
that's
all were.
Funny.
College.
Yeah.
Good times. Okay. Thank you all for hanging with us. Thank all of us. I would like to thank us, ourselves,
for coming to the call. Yeah.
That was definitely a Michael Scott ending.
For answering the call. Whatever that, like the Batmobile light or whatever.
The large B, that the large Bravo logo that's shone in the sky, and we all gathered around.
We did.
With our powers combined.
Look at us. Yeah, wow. Would love to hear y'all's thoughts about what's going on here. Catch us online. We are at Boy Meets Bravo on Instagram and Twitter, and we also have a website, boymeetsbravo.com. You can catch our most recent episodes there, plus some fun episodes that we have done in the past with some of our fave housewives and house husbands. And make sure that you check out Creative Geniuses Network. That's our umbrella network. There's other pods available for your heart's desire. So, see you later.
With our powers combined. Good night.
Night.